trying to figure out where we're going to eat tonight. And me and some girlfriends are going out. And you said that people have the number one request where to sit in the restaurant.
Yes. Now
I'm trying to think what we as us four ladies would request.
Now, you got to think about this. We're not back in the early days where it was the option of smoking or not smoking. That obviously is long gone. You don't have to worry about guessing that one.
No, I was thinking, you know, if I'm on Market Street, for instance, what about, actually, somebody guessed it, the window.
You know, I was looking through this, and so far, I don't have a right answer on this. 4254 said the windows. Nope, not it.
That's where Zach and I sat the other day. That's the best spot to be.
That's because you want everyone walking Market Street to see your love.
No. We saw this chick. Oh, man. She was having a party of one.
Oh, really?
I was like, Zach. Without looking, look.
And of course, he turns his head. Oh!
And she was dancing.
Really?
And twirling. And the window's the best place to be.
You do get to people watch.
Yes.
7056 said a booth. Not the correct answer. 6306. Which, by the way, I do prefer a booth. I don't know why.
Me too. I feel like a cozy little cocoon.
I feel like not everyone can stare at me as I eat.
That and they're just more comfortable.
Yeah, that too.
It's usually the chairs are just so stiff.
6306, given the world we live in by the exits. That's
funny.
Oh my
God, that's so depressing.
I know, right? In the corner, 2483.
Are they close?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they may not be wrong, but that's not the answer. 2268.
But you're not right.
No. Near the restrooms.
Do you have IBS? Who wants to be by the restroom?
Honey, we're going for hot wings. You're going to want a seat by the restrooms.
Exactly.
4940 said not next to young kids. All right, that's a fair guess. Absolutely not it. Not by the bathroom. 7659.
Well, that was what I was thinking. Not by the bathroom.
I was going to say, hopefully you're not eating with the people that just guessed by the restrooms, because then I don't know how you're going
to
sit.
I don't need to chew the air before I have dinner.
6059. Oh, she lives with me. Sorry, Scott. Let me out of the house that day. Okay. 1277, closest to the food. Okay, how hungry are you?
There is something, I get what they're saying though, because if you're by where the food comes out, then you go, ooh, I want that. Do you see that?
Yes, like, I do. It's hot. It comes right to you. Not the right answer.
Oh.
Do I have another one here?
Good, everyone. I would prefer sitting in the back facing the door. I went on a date with somebody once. That is exactly where he asked to sit.
Really?
He was also a cop, so I think he was on high alert.
Okay, so that none of these are right. You guys can keep going for another couple seconds. So interestingly enough, 6059's grandfather, long retired, was a Hornell cop. Yep. Long retired, right?
Yeah.
And she now, and this is a weird adjustment for me because I'm usually the one that likes to watch the door. She always takes the spot where she can watch the door.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I want to live in like ignorant bliss. Actually, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I don't like to watch the door. Because I don't want to see people I recognize and then have to get up and start a conversation, or they come to the table and start a conversation with me. It's just too distracting.
I'll give you one more for right now. Okay. Now, remember, the question is, this has become the number one seating request at a restaurant. And the reason I reread the question to you is 4026 said rooftop or patio. But the problem is there's not enough of those to make that the number one request. I mean, you got to figure they've pooled all the restaurants and said, well, what's the number one thing people are asking for nowadays when you get seating, you know, a group.
I have another one.
Okay.
High top.
No.
Because I like to sit down at the people.
I'm looking down on my minions.
Hello, everyone.
No. I will tell you this. If we can't figure it out in the next couple seconds, I will give you the answer. I'm going to give you one more little hint.
Okay.
You're going to hate this answer.
Hmm.
You think about that for a minute. You specifically, because I know you are going to hate this answer.